Rise up. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, sunny at 43. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low at 27. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. For Saturday, mostly sunny, temperatures at 41. For Saturday night, mostly cloudy, temperatures at 29. And Sunday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 22.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good morning. It's Friday. U.S. Senator Pat Roberts says the first hearing on the 2018 Farm Bill will be held in Manhattan in February. Roberts is chairman of the U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. He announced Wednesday that the first hearing in the country on the Farm Bill will be February 23rd on the campus of Kansas State University. Kansas Republicans will meet February 9th, Democrats convening 2 days later to pick their nominees for the congressional seat formerly held by CIA Director Mike Pompeo. The special GOP convention in the 4th Congressional District will be in Wichita at Friends University. It'll get underway at 7 p.m. Democrats plan to have their convention at 1 o'clock February 11th. That will take place at the Sedgwick County Courthouse in Wichita. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
We all know it pays to compare, but nobody likes having to search 5 or 10 websites to find exactly what they want. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Mannheimer.
We're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we make it easy to compare vacation rentals from the world's most trusted sites.
And we'll search through more than 10 million vacation rentals to find the right one for you.
We even show you if there are different prices available from different sites, so you know you're getting the best deal when you go to Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
It's Macy's Home Sale with all-day specials now through Sunday. Take 60% off bedding basics, select pillows, comforters, blankets, and more. Travel select four-piece luggage sets, $49.99. All eight-piece bed ensembles or six-piece sheet sets, $39.99. Take 30% plus an extra 15% off blenders, juicers, and coffee makers. And get a Tools of the Trade 13-piece cookware set, just $39.99. Plus, plenty members can earn points every day for savings at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
A man and a woman wanted in connection to a triple homicide last October in rural Harvey County are back in Kansas and behind bars as of last night. 35-year-old Jeremy Nelson and 31-year-old Myrta Rangel were extradited from California after being arrested in Mexico, more than 1,400 miles away from the rural Mound Ridge home, where they are suspected of shooting and killing three people. KTV reports Nelson and Rangel are each charged with one count of capital murder and three counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of 33-year-old Travis Street, 37-year-old Angela Graves, and 52-year-old Richard Prouty. An 18-month-old child inside the home where the shootings occurred was unharmed. Phillips Lighting in Salina announced yesterday that the plant was laying off 32 employees. The plant is one of the largest employers in Salina. After the reduction, the plant will employ 249 workers, and the company says it was looking for ways to increase efficiency, and as a result, shift structure is being modified. Mid-America Network News.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. I'm Rick Averett. Governor Pete Ricketts has approved a new protocol for carrying out death sentences in Nebraska. The protocol gives the state corrections director more flexibility to choose and obtain lethal injection drugs. The old protocol required use of three drugs to render inmates unconscious, paralyze their muscles, and stop their breathing and heart. It had never been used in Nebraska because of repeated legal challenges and the state's inability to acquire all of the required drugs. Cities, counties, and school districts in Nebraska could be in for longer budget hearings under a bill designed to promote public awareness of how local governments spend tax revenue. Senator Mike Groen of North Platte presented a bill to a committee that would require local officials to hold special budget meetings with no time limits in which anyone from the public could speak. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 will celebrate completion of Phase 1 of the Bond Improvement Project, which includes in addition improvements and upgrades at the elementary school and renovation of the former high school gymnasium into science and classroom spaces. Activities are planned Sunday. Superintendent Bill Mullins.
Okay, we want to invite everyone out to the ribbon cutting open house ceremonies we have scheduled for Sunday, January 29th. We're going to begin at 2 o'clock in the elementary gym. We'll have a short ceremony followed by a ribbon cutting, and then we'll get you out into the new spaces, see the new classrooms, and see all the things that we've accomplished in those areas. The day will move then to the junior senior high at 3:30. We'll have a ceremony in the high school auditorium. Again, have a student performance there. Then we'll move into, open up, and let you go into the new spaces in what used to be the high school gym. We've got some science demonstrations that are going to be set up in the new science classrooms. And we'll have light refreshments at both buildings. But the main thing is we want you to come out and look at these new facilities and see what your tax dollars are going to support.
Again, the activities begin at 2 at the elementary school and at 3:30 at the high school. Tours of the open house space will be at the elementary school from 2 until 3:30 and at high school from 3:30 until 5:30. Marysville has been selected to host the 2017 Kansas American Legion AA State Baseball Tournament. The annual event will be held July 25th through the 29th at Cleo Feldhausen Field. Last year's event was held in Fort Scott. Marshall County Conservation District held their 76th annual meeting January 18th. Kansas Bankers Soil Conservation Awards went to Justin and Leandra Romeyer of Summerfield, Wayne and Norma Luters and Jared and Courtney Luters of Herkimer. The Windbreak Award went to Kent and Janie Stoll of Vermilion, and the Grassland Award to Eric Strader of Blue Rapids. Pre-registration is due Friday for a sorghum school presented through K-State Research and Extension to be held at Cloud County Community College in Concordia, February 2nd. A number of issues facing sorghum growers, including weed control strategies, production practices, nutrient fertility, and insect and disease management, will be covered. The day-long program runs 9:30 until 2:30 and is free. Advance registration is requested. Phone the River Valley Extension District office in Concordia, 785-243-8185. Kansas Department of Agriculture will host an agribusiness development workshop in Emporia, February 2nd. The three-hour evening session will assist startup and expansion ag value-added business interests with resource and contacts helpful in establishing operations. The program is complimentary with advance reservations due by January 30th. Contact Lynn Henriksen at 785-564-6757. A Beatrice man, Kerrick Wilhelm, age 38, was found guilty Wednesday in a one-day jury trial on drug charges related to an incident in Beatrice in July. Charges included possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Washington County Fire Department answered two calls January 16th, a shed fire in the 1400 block of 17th Road and a tree fire at 22nd and Quivira Roads. Raymond Alvers, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Frankfort City Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Raymond Alvers. Melvin C. Matter, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Melvin C. Matter. Dallas Cumrow, age 27, of Frisco, Texas, passed away January 5th. Funeral services planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at Memorial Presbyterian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Dallas Cumrow. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecued meatballs, cheesy potato, a roll, mixed veggie, and bananas in pudding. Monday's menu, fish, macaroni and cheese, wheat roll, baked potato, and a pineapple coleslaw. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weather-y forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, we're going to see quiet weather across the area, sunny skies throughout the rest of this Friday, all the way into the weekend and even into the early parts of next week. We're definitely going to see warmer temperatures as well, back up into the 40s and even into the lower 50s as we head into Monday. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, sunny at 43, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 27. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For Saturday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 41. For Saturday night, mostly cloudy, temperatures at 29. Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 43. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low near 26. And Monday, sunny skies, like I said, temperatures up to 52 degrees. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late January 40, the average low 20. Sunset this evening, 5:38. Sunrise in the morning at 7:32. 24 degrees with a light wind this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 27th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
New year, new you, new menu. That's right. The Wagon Wheel is ringing in the new year with some tasty new salads, sandwiches, and dinners. With the best down-home cooking in town, a rewards program, and live music every third Saturday of the month, there's just no better place to go. Make your New Year's resolution to try something new at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
The Thunder win behind All-Star Reserve Westbrook. The Jazz pick up a W, and Duke players hear it from Coach K. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. A bittersweet win for Oklahoma City last night.
Russell guarded by Dwight Powell. Arcs a three from the flank. Cha-ching, a Thunder money ball. The Force delivers long range.
On WWLS, Oklahoma City dropped Dallas 109-98. Russell Westbrook scored 45 points, and Westbrook, who leads the league in scoring and triple-doubles, was selected as a reserve for the All-Star game, and that's an NBA mess. The bad news, ESPN reports that Enes Kanter fractured his right forearm punching a chair on the OKC bench. He could be lost for reportedly 2 months. And in Los Angeles, the Jazz took advantage of the struggling Lakers. They came away with a 96-88 victory. Gordon Hayward, 24 points for Utah, and named a reserve. serve on the All-Star team.
We've been a lot more successful this year than in the past years. I think I've always said, you know, when a team's successful, the individual accolades come after that.
The Jazz have won 7 of their last 9. Indiana's Paul George, picked to play in the All-Star game Thursday, then scores 32 points in Minnesota.
3 seconds to go. 3 ball. Left side. Bang. Right over the top of Rubio. Paul George hits a 3.
On WFNI, Indiana 109, Minnesota 103, Karl Anthony Towns 33 points. The Nuggets have won 5 straight at home.
Outlet pass over to Jameer Nelson. Jameer pull up 3. Yeah!
On KKFN, Denver downs the Suns 102-100. ESPN reports that Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski, recovering from back surgery, is not happy the way things are going on and off the court. Coach K called team members to his house Tuesday night and told them they lost their locker room privileges and also forbid them from wearing Blue Devils apparel. ESPN's Jeff Goodman.
Duke gear, Duke apparel, no more. You're not wearing it around campus, nowhere. So now they have to change in a different locker room until they start living up to the standards of a Duke basketball player again.
Duke has lost 3 of the last 4 games. At third-ranked Gonzaga is 21-0. They crushed San Diego by 36. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Marysville Lady Bulldogs defeat Falls City 64-36 in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational Thursday. Marysville faces Jackson Heights in a fifth-place playoff Saturday at 11:30. Live coverage on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Nemahal Central and Hiawatha advance to the championship. Friday night tip-offs in our broadcast feature, Frankfurt had Axta live on KNDY FM 95.5, streaming on our website at KNDYradio.com. Valley Heights will host Solomon, Washington County's home to Donova West. Hanover travels to Wetmore, Lynn is at Onega, and Diller Odell hosting Freeman.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A bill introduced earlier this month into the House of Representatives, H.R. 281, titled the Family Farm Relief Act, dealing specifically with immigration. Politico's Morning Ag Report saying the legislation, sponsored by New York Republicans Elise Stefanik and Chris Collins, it would move the H-2A immigration program from the Department of Labor to USDA. Stefanik said the program would be the hands of those who best understand the specific needs of farms. The bill would also let applicants fill an application online or a paper application. It would require a more user-friendly online system. The bill would bring an end to the burdensome requirements on advertising and prevailing practices surveys. The legislation would let farm cooperatives and other agricultural groups apply for workers for their members. The dairy and livestock industries have struggled with the H-2A program, and the legislation aims to make the system more workable for both groups. Stefanik represents a rural district in New York State that has a large number of dairy farms. Colin, one of the closest allies on Capitol Hill of President Trump. Well, the president has put a 60-day review opportunity in place for his appointees, and that will delay any pending regulation that were to put into place by the Obama administration. One article says the review period includes new regulations put in place by USDA's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration called the Farmer Fair Practice Rules. The rule falls under the umbrella of the Packers and Stockyards Act, with the idea behind the rules to level the playing field for farmers who have been retaliated against by meat packers, especially contract poultry growers. Several major ag groups against the new rules include the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers, and North American Meat Institute. Groups in favor include the U.S. Cattle Association, National Farmers Union, and RCAF. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, many folks don't believe that filling out those USDA surveys is very important. Well, it turns out there are some financial implications to those surveys. We get more from Rod Bain.
Recent response rate reductions of USDA farmer-oriented surveys, like those gathered and used for farm programs and Agriculture Department commodity reports, could increase cost in the long run. That according to the department's chief economist. Rob Johansson says lower response rates for crop yields on a county level may impact some farm programs.
If we get higher response rates on these surveys, then that helps everybody and we get a better estimate of what the yield is going to be. And then we can be assured that the implementation of the program is being based on the best available data.
Surveys are first sent out to producers via mail, but in cases where a lack of response requires follow-up, either by phone survey or an in-person survey.
As we start employing those other strategies, we do get better response rates, but it becomes progressively more expensive. And as we have to start doing that more often, if we have to spend more money to get our responses, that just means that we're going to be able to do less of those surveys and produce fewer of those reports.
I'm Rod Bain reporting at Washington, D.C.
The bottom line is, fill out those USDA surveys. In other news, American consumption of what's becoming a Super Bowl weekend staple, chicken wings, is expected to top 1.33 billion wings this time around. That number comes from a National Chicken Council report and represents a 2% jump, or about 30 million chicken wings more than last year's report. It's 6.5% higher, or 80 million wings, over the 2015 wing report. We love our chicken wings during the big game. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas Corn invites you to join us February 8th in Manhattan for the Kansas Commodity Classic, the annual convention of the Kansas Corn, Wheat, and Grain Sorghum Associations. Our program will focus on farm policy and the next farm bill. The Classic begins at 9 a.m. on February 8th, wrapping up with a luncheon featuring U.S. Senate Ag Committee Chief of Staff Joel Leftwich. The Kansas Commodity Classic is free to growers, so join us February 8th in Manhattan. Visit kscorn.com for more information.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Band Casino's all-new bingo facility is now open and features, you'd better be sitting for this, 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, MP Bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets and pull tabs, lots of snacks and bottled beer, plus we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. We're open Wednesday through Saturday evenings with matinee sessions on Saturday and Sunday. Whew, so how do you like bingo now? Pricing and packages at prairieband.com/bingo.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. We all know what that is. It's agriculture, of course. Essential to agriculture over the last 8 years has been Tom Vilsack, the USDA secretary. He is former ag secretary now as we await the confirmation of Sonny Perdue, the nominee. But let's get some parting words from Mr. Vilsack.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
As we await the next agriculture secretary, likely to be Sonny Perdue, the former two-term governor of Georgia, let's reflect on the last 8 years of the Agriculture Department under the guidance of Tom Vilsack. He sat down at the end of the year with Orion Samuelson for his farewell interview.
For the final time, we're turning to Tom Vilsack for your final thoughts on Secretary says.
I want to take this opportunity to express my profound gratitude to the people of this country, to the president and his administration for giving me the opportunity to have a job of a lifetime. And I also want to acknowledge the incredible work of all the farmers and ranchers and producers that I have met throughout the last 8 years. It has been an incredible experience to see the grit, the determination, the willingness to get through hard times, the tremendous generosity. The interest in promoting the American brand of exceptionalism around the world through agriculture, it has really been inspiring. And I hope that every American understands and appreciates how much we have as a result of American agriculture. I think sometimes we take it for granted, and we shouldn't. And we should never take for granted this department. The tremendous work it does in rural America, the tremendous work it does in terms of spreading the American message around the world. And we are in over 74 countries, 90 offices, talking about American exceptionalism in agriculture. And it's just been an incredible experience. And I want to finally thank my family, if I may. You know, I've been very fortunate to be married to Christy for 43 years and counting. And I would not have had any success in my life without her incredible support, love, and occasionally a push in the in the back to move me forward. And I have incredible sons, daughters-in-law, and now four beautiful grandchildren. And they remind me every single day why this job is important, not just about the present of this country, but also its future. I'm a strong believer in its future, and I'm a strong believer in the future because I've seen the tremendous work and sacrifice of rural Americans to this country. So, again, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you for 8 years, and I look forward to watching the next Secretary of Agriculture, as they may be one of the luckiest people on earth to get this job.
Former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, back after this.
When the unexpected happens, you want to be prepared. Alliance Insurance in downtown Marysville can provide the peace of mind and financial security you need at your worst moments. The girls on Broadway can assist you in choosing the right policies and coverage for all your insurance needs, farm, home, auto. They know firsthand the unique needs of farmers and how you can best protect your livelihood and your family. Visit the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance to make sure you're ready for anything.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 24 degrees outside. Highs top 40 today and a gradual warm-up into the weekend with highs in the 40s forecast.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. I'm Rick Everett. Kansas coach Bill Self says a police investigation of an alleged rape at his team's dorm has given him no reason yet to discipline anyone as the second-ranked Jayhawks prepare to play number four at Kentucky. Self yesterday publicly acknowledged that the investigation of the alleged sexual attack last month of a 16-year-old girl at McCarthy Hall has become a, quote, major distraction heading into tomorrow's showdown. No charges have been filed, and police have not publicly identified any suspects. Five of Self's players are listed as witnesses on the police report. Self is deferring to police in declining to publicly address what any of the players have confided in him about the matter he says he learned about from the athletics department the day it was reported on December 18th. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market